A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? I tell you, no, rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. Mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord. In the 1950s, Catholics might have argued about what happens to a baby who dies before it is baptized, or how does God deal with divorced and remarried Catholics. But one thing was absolutely certain. If you didn't go to Mass on Sunday, you were going to hell. In fact, America was the most Mass-attending nation in the entire world, with 79% of American Catholics going to Mass on a regular weekly basis. Obviously, something has happened. Today, it's about 26%. What was it? Was it Vatican II? Was it the birth control encyclical of 1968? Was it the clergy sex abuse scandal? I suspect it was all of those, but it was also something much deeper than that. This new generation of Catholics found more to talk about than limbo or personal peccadilloes in the face of universal systemic sin and evil in our world. This generation of Catholics, more highly educated than any generation before them, have become increasingly disillusioned by their church, many of whose teachings they find in direct contradiction to their open and welcoming embrace of people who live different lifestyles than they do. They have become increasingly discouraged by inept clergy, incapable in many cases of dynamic leadership at the parish level, and who week after week drone on endlessly and aimlessly in meaningless homilies. And so this new generation of Catholics began to question the very meaning of religion and the role of the church itself. Is it possible that the theology of fear, which generated so much Catholic religious practice in the past, is no longer capable of motivating? Is it possible that people are concerned about more in their spiritual lives than simply getting to heaven and avoiding hell? Is it possible that people have figured out that they want to live a gospel-centered life more than simply blind allegiance to an ecclesiastical tradition? But the question that has to be asked is, all this new independence a good thing or a bad thing? Will it result in something better or worse? The naysayers contend that the church has gone to pot. We need to go back to the 1960s, return to the Latin Mass. They believe sincerely that everything Pope Francis says borders on heresy. And they've created great division within the church. But I also suspect that they render an incredible service to the rest of us, because they remind us of the sterility of faith that absents itself from ritual, because ritual makes us larger than ourselves. They warn us of the danger of separating ourselves from the worshiping community and thinking that we can go it on our own. And they warn us of the deep personal loss that comes when we refuse to take advantage of the Eucharist to be fed for the journey of life. But there might be another way of looking at all of this. What if the decline in Mass attendance is more than the materialism and the secularism that so much of church leadership wants us to believe? What if it signals a genuine religious spirituality that might be healthier today than it has ever been in the past? What if the message is simply that religion without human purpose is a worrisome thing, as the scriptures tell us, and that ritual without meaning is not Catholic at all, and that faith that is fueled by fear is not faith at all? What if people are really demanding more than false promises of salvation by simply uttering the correct prayers or performing the correct pious deeds? What if people won't come to church until they see a direct link between the ritual and poverty, between the ritual and equality, between the ritual and everything that happens in the rest of my week and affects me directly? What if people have figured out that systems are not what this is all about? What if people are no longer using religion as an escape? And way too many people use religion as an escape. What if people have learned that religion without spirituality is a useless, senseless thing? What if? Amen.